There has been quite some criticism, but now it's come to some points of critics have come together, combined. They are they seem to be quite impressive. It's all about, there are three or four lines one can see. First line is that it's the approach is seen, and people find it that it's too much centralized. So there is too much on the plate of the top of the national police, and that is called that the steering model, the governance model, is too centralistic.
Yes.
So that's one strand of criticism. A second strand is that the aspects of the national police that have to do with things like ICTs and good policy for the personal and that kind of thing, that all the things that have to do with the police as a company, as an organization, they are problematic. For instance, about 7% of police personnel is reported to be sick at home for more than 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's quite a huge amount. That's a second line. A third line is that a lot of mayors, although not all, feel that the influence of the local people on the priorities of the police is not strong enough.
No.
There seem to be criticism, for instance, in the larger cities, Amsterdam and Rotterdam. Mm. But this is all behind the scenes, so we don't know much about it from public sources, but what we hear in the grapevine, so to say, is that there is a lot of discontent. So that's a third line. And then the fourth line is that the quality of the staff of the national police is not good enough. So these are four lines. Oh yeah, and the fifth line is that, the solution percentages, the amount of cases that are put up successfully, clearance rates, yeah, that it has dropped by 3 percentages from, what is it? I thought it was 24% now to 21%. You know of the war on statistics in the field of safety and police, but this has been a figure that was in the press the last week. So the achievements of the police seem to be not very impressive, and people link that, amongst other things, also to the fact that the reorganization is creating a situation of, how to say that, inwardness, if you understand what I mean.